Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Red Embry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pirretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pirretti. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pirretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Appling, who tags Pretty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pirretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields the ball and throws to Embry covering. Safe. Tipton moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillon just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillon just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillon just fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. Zarrilla moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields the ball and throws to Pieretti covering. Safe. Zarrilla scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-1 in the game. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields the ball and throws to Embry covering. Safe. Tipton scores. Michaels moves to third. Goldsberry moves to second. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Tom Farrick now pitching. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to home to get Michaels. Goldsberry moves to third. Pieretti moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. Pieretti scores. Adams moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pirretti bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goldsberry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. Kakas strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Bill White now pitching. Andy Anderson pinch hits for Hank Arft. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields the ball and throws to White covering. Safe. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Dick Kakos. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.